And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Cora, what is it, and why is it important to our families and to our community? That's our topic for this Feature Story of the Week. I'm Cindy Menzel, and it's a great day in Half Moon Bay. And our topic today is about safety and about families. We're talking with Karen Ferguson, who is the executive director for CORA, otherwise known as Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse. Welcome, Karen. Tell us a little about yourself.
Thank you. Well, I am trained as a clinical psychologist, but I've been involved in nonprofit work for almost three decades now. And I've done a range of different social services and behavioral health. And then I came to CORA about 3 years ago, and I've just been absolutely thrilled that this is where I rest now.
Excellent. I wonder if people actually know about CORA. Your website is corasupport.org. And I know you have a hotline for those who need it, and that number is 800-300-1080. But please share with us, so who needs your services, what is CORA, and what is CORA's mission?
Yeah, so there are services like CORA throughout the entire country, and this is because, unfortunately, we all do need services when we have intimate partner abuse. We often think of that as domestic violence, but it's not always domestic, and it's not always violence, but it is from our intimate partners, and it is a wide range of abuse. And so CORA is the organization that is specific for San Mateo County, providing a whole range of services for anyone who experiences intimate partner abuse.
And so what kind of services and outreach resources and that type of thing does CORA provide?
I like to think of it based on our history. So CORA has actually been around since 1977.
Really?
Yeah. So okay. We celebrated a 46th anniversary last year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Here we are. And it really started as a hotline for people. It was actually originated by a woman who was a survivor herself and felt like other people should be able to call if they needed help. But then she soon realized that when a lot of people were calling, they needed emergency shelter. So the heart of CORA involves the hotline, which is 24/7, 365 days a year. And then our emergency shelter. We sometimes will have to house somebody in a hotel briefly, and then we have two different safe houses, so places where people can stay, where their address is not on the radar,
right,
and where they can regroup. And then from there branches off a whole host of services, because we know that when people have issues with their intimate partners, they often need mental health services to really help them to think this through and to figure out what to do next. And they also often need legal services. And sometimes they realize that they really need to be on a different path and they need rental assistance to start to move into their own housing. So those are some of the programs that we do for intervention.
Intervention. That's extraordinary. So you know of someone who is in a difficult situation, or if you are in that difficult situation, the hotline again is 800-300-1080. And speaking of numbers, can you give us some numbers, especially around Half Moon Bay or the coastside to San Mateo County? What kind of numbers are we looking at in terms of reports of domestic violence, and how many people CORA actually serves in the way that you all serve them?
Yeah, we do serve about 7,000 or a little more people a year. And that involves people that are coming to us because they call our hotline or because they get referred to us by other agencies. And of those, there is also a proportion of people that, because law enforcement has been involved with them, they also get referred to seek the services of CORA and to get that advocacy that they need. And, you know, we know and we often think classically that those are going to be women, but actually about 8% of our clients that call us directly and need services are adult men. We have about 1% of our population that have identified themselves as LGBTQ. We were originally a Latinx agency. And so that is the heart of a lot of what CORA does. But we are open to, you know, all ethnicities and races. But we do have about 60% of our population who are Latinx. About 30% of our clients may speak Spanish as their first language. But then we also serve people who are from Hindi communities or who are from the Filipino communities. And we also are working on having volunteers right now who speak Mandarin because there's a large Asian population that we really want to make sure CORA is accessible to.
Oh, my goodness. And you're right, the myth that it's only women who are involved, targets, of, if you will, of domestic violence. And I don't like using the term victim because I think that victimizes people who are targets, if you will, of domestic violence. But you talked about intervention. So people can call for intervention. What other resources and services should we be aware of?
There is a wide range of services, and of course, intervention is where our heads all go, but we also know that we have to go upstream. If we don't prevent and start to change that cycle of abuse, then we're going to stay always in needing intervention.
Right.
And so CORA is really involved in community education, community engagement, and true prevention efforts.
And what does that look like?
So I think one of the ones that I'm really excited about on the coast side is that we have our TADA program, to do at home.
TADA. 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 Okay, to do at home.
Exactly, to do at home. And that's a true prevention program. In other words, the people that we're touching, we hope, have never experienced abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And through the library system and the Coastside Library, families who have young children can get a tote bag that has about 10 activities in it. Just encourage all those healthy relationships, healthy communication that we know make people more resilient to having abuse in their homes. If they do all the activities, they get a family portrait at the end of the period of time.
Oh, that's lovely. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we've had about 300 families just in this past year who participated in TADA. Besides that, which is a pure prevention, we also have community education. So we're always trying to get the message out. So right now we're over in Pacifica.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, through the coast, trying to knock on businesses' doors and say, here are bathroom stickers that give QR codes to CORA's website. Here's business cards that you can give out if somebody seems to be struggling. And here's a little training, 15 minutes long, that we can give any business that helps them to understand, recognize abuse, understand the red flags, and know what to say and what not to say.
That's extraordinary. Now, this month, I know you have a fundraiser called Thriving Together, and it's prioritizing mental health and healing the isolation caused by domestic violence. Can you share how you're funded in providing all these wonderful services, and how can people help you in the efforts, not only in fundraising, but probably in the program area as well?
The funding is always important to understand, and to understand where we need to really engage with community. So CORA's funding, similar to a lot of nonprofits, is about 70% government funding. And then about 15% is from the variety of different foundations. And then that last 15%, which is over $1 million, is really the community giving to us. And we are always excited to engage with community to do that. But it is really critical this year because we have a lot of that federal funding for those grants are through a federal revenue stream called the Victims of Crime Act.
Mm-hmm.
And so that money is what gives money across the country for domestic violence safety net services like ours. And through the federal shortages that are happening right now, that's going to be passed to the states. And so we're looking at a 30% reduction in that 70% of our funding.
Mm-hmm.
So that is significant for us. It would mean fewer shelter beds. It would mean fewer clinicians that could provide mental health or attorneys to be able to provide those legal services. And we don't want that to happen. So we're going to have to ask our community to help, both in our advocacy with our state senators and representatives that can speak to the state budget.
Man, you're looking at quite a bit of budget. So how can our listeners help specifically in terms of the funding piece? I know you can go to the website at corasupport.org and they can donate there their money, and I suppose they can volunteer their time there as well. But in terms of the funding fight to help maintain the funding you get from the state and federal governments, is there anything else they can do?
So Representative Reyes has a bill right now that would provide support ongoing so that the state budget would not be able to pass on that gap in funding to the agencies, because throughout California, we need agencies like this. So feel free to call your representatives and tell them that you support Representative Reyes's bill. That would certainly be a piece of advocacy that people can do. We love talking with businesses. We provide training in exchange for some extra support. And of course, going and donating is always appreciated.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with Karen Ferguson, who's the executive director of the Community Overcoming Relationship Abuse, otherwise known as CORA. They provide crisis intervention, family support, legal services, and outreach to families who are dealing with domestic violence issues. Their website is corasupport.org. That is CORASUPPORT.org. The hotline number again, 800-300-1080. For the feature story of the week, I'm Cindy Menzel, and it is still a great day in Half Moon Bay.
And that's our feature story of the week. If you know a person or organization that is making a difference in our community, we would like to know about it. Drop us a line at khmbradio@gmail.com or call the KHMB listener line 453-4000. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.